T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:37. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. Language and speech development of children, very important for parents to pay attention to. But who can a parent reach out to if they think their child isn't progressing or maybe has some issues with certain words? There is a resource in the area available to families in St. Louis City and County, as well as Jefferson, Franklin, and Lincoln counties in Missouri. And joining us in studio to tell us more is Jacob Gutshall, the executive director of the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic at Maryville University. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think it's extremely important. I have my personal connection to speech therapy. I had a pronounced lisp when I was a kid.
Okay.
And had it not been for a speech therapist, I clearly would not be doing this for a living.
Yeah,
so.
That's amazing. Yeah, they did some good work.
They did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. Fourth grade speech therapy. So tell us about the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic and what you do as the director and how much more space you could use, because I know this is something you probably get a lot of concerned parents calling about.
Absolutely. So the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic is a speech and language clinic for children that are ages 2 through 6. So we work with preschool age children. We provide diagnostics for speech and language issues. We provide individual and group therapy. We provide parent referral and parent classes. And we also provide audiology testing. So if parents have concerns, they can definitely reach out and get a screening. That's the first step. And we can kind of help answer some of those questions if they do have concerns.
What are some of the disorders that the clinic helps with those kids?
We work with children with speech and language disorders. So speech has to do with the ability to produce sounds, sort of like what you had an issue with your S sounds. And so anytime a child is having difficulty producing sounds, if parents are having difficulty understanding what the child is saying, that's a time to reach out. Or if they're having difficulty with disfluencies, which we all have disfluencies. I just had a couple just then. But if it's something that is really concerning, studies have shown that lay people can really determine if a child has a difficulty with stuttering. So if a parent or caregiver is concerned, definitely reach out for that. The other side of things are language disorders, and there are receptive language disorders. That's the ability for a child to understand what other people are trying to say to them, and also expressive language disorders. So that's when a child has difficulty putting their thoughts together with vocabulary, grammatical structures, or sentences, things like that.
So you work with preschool age children, you said, right? And that's a tough age sometimes for parents because they aren't sure, will my child just grow out of this? Is this like an age thing and she or he is just a little behind? You know, I think a lot of times, because I know when I had this terrible lisp, everyone would tease me, but nobody thought it was anything that they, you know, oh, it's so cute, but it's not that cute when you get older. So how do you know when to seek help?
Well, I always encourage families and caregivers to reach out as soon as they have any concerns. The earlier you start with speech and language therapy, the better the outcomes later on. So some milestones that they want to look for when the children are really young, if a child is, you know, a birth to age 1, they should be looking for the child to react to sounds, to react to noises, facial expressions, those coos and babbles, being able to imitate. And then around age 1, they should have that first word. So around age 1, that's the milestone there. And they should be able to kind of identify familiar objects by pointing or looking at things. Then they should really get more words over time. And by age 2, they should have a minimum of 50 words and be starting to put 2 words together. And then at 2, they should be about 50% intelligible to people that aren't familiar listeners. So there's kind of a rule of thumb. If you take the child's age, you divide by 4, that kind of tells you how intelligible they should be to strangers. So 2 is 50% intelligible. By age 3, they should have around average of 3 word sentences that they're forming. They should have gotten a lot more words by age 3. And then, they do start to have some stuttering and disfluency. A lot of times there's developmental stuttering between the ages of 3 to 5. Because as children are developing and they have that language blossom around three, there's so many different ways to say things that they kind of start and they stop and they repeat, dad. So that's something to look for. If it persists for more than 6 months, then they should probably get it checked out, ask their pediatrician or get a referral to a speech-language therapist. Age four, they should be almost 100% intelligible, most people understanding what they're saying. They should have they can still have a couple speech sound errors and those sorts of things. And by age five, they should have almost adult or conversation adult-like conversational speech. So waiting for when the child turns five and goes to kindergarten, you've lost a lot of ground for being able to help your child. It's not too late. You can definitely still help and make a difference, but the earlier you start, the better.
I was so thrilled to be the honorary chairman of your golf tournament. I met so many sweet kids. It was really great. How do you get a hold of the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic in Maryville University? And didn't you just open something in North City?
We did. If a family wants to reach out, they can visit at srclinic.org, or our number is 314-529-9200, and we can get you set up, or we can get you a referral to another place near your area. But we just opened a new site at the Tabernacle Hub, which is in North St. Louis, near where the old Sportsman's Park used to be, if you remember where the Cardinals used to play on North Grand way back in the day.
Grand and Dodier.
The Tabernacle Development Corporation, it's a church organization. It's a private organization that's trying to make a difference in that neighborhood. They took an old 1950s building, which was a school building. It had been empty and abandoned for years and years. They fully renovated it. Now it has a Mercy Health Clinic. It has Catholic Charities in there, law and banking. And, of course, the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic has a site to help children with speech and language difficulties. So that's our newest outreach location. We're trying to reach children that otherwise wouldn't receive the care that they need and to be in those neighborhoods and those areas in city and rural spots that just don't have a lot of providers.
That's terrific. I think people don't think enough about the long-term impact of not treating speech and language problems. I mean, it not just self-esteem, but just your ability to relate to other people. And it's great work that you're doing. So keep it up.
And well, thank you.
The website one more time?
It's srclinic.org.
srclinic.org. All right. Jacob Gutschall joining us. He's the executive director. It's the Walker Scottish Rite Clinic at Maryville University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.